This is our first Sunday of another new month, October. And every first Sunday is very special. It's what we call a family worship service. No one is excluded from this service, no matter how young, how old.
无论你年龄多小多大, 我们都欢迎你们在这个月的每, 第一个礼拜天来到我们当中,
or what language you speak, or what country you come from, we all here to worship the same God.
我们都在这里, 在这里敬拜同一个真神。
And since we are together, what I'd like to do is to first welcome those who are here for the first time. I know there are a few of you.
既然我们今天大家都在这里了, 我就想在我讲到起先, 欢迎来到我们当中第一次的朋友们。
So this, the first Sunday you've come here to worship with us, could you stand and just tell us your name and where you're from? Okay?
如果你是第一次来的话, 可以请你起来, 起立来介绍一下你自己吗?
Welcome. And 还有一位, 海南, okay. Welcome. And no more on the left hand side, on the right hand side, we have two young men. Okay. Thank you. Okay, welcome, Trevor. Okay, anyone else? Okay, welcome. And also, just to remind everyone who may be new, we also come together every Friday night, same location. We have a potluck at 6:30 and also a small group Bible studies in all three languages that you could join in on Friday night. So you're welcome to join us then.
如果你是新来的话,我们也想让你知道这是我们每周五晚上,我们这里 每周五晚上六点半有聚餐，聚餐完之后我们会有分小组。我们的小组用中文、粤语、英文三种不同的语言都有，所以会保证你一定会有一个组是讲你自己的语言的。Praise
the Lord. Well, this morning we will continue our study that we started last Sunday from 1 Timothy.
我们今天主日的分享信息会跟着上个主日的分享信息是联合起来，我们一起会再去看提摩太前书。
You know, when we come to church in the morning, we hope to find some peace and some quiet, at least the pastor hopes so.
我想我们每个人今天早上来到教会的时候, 我们可能都是带着一个希望能找到平安祥和这么一个心态来到这里的。
Because maybe we are not finding peace or quiet at home or at work or even in school.
可能在学校里面, 在家里面, 又或者是在工作的地方里面, 我们都很难找到那个安,
and so we hope on Sunday, a day of rest, that we will come into the house of the Lord and have a moment, at least an hour or two, depending on how long the pastor preaches, of quiet and peace.
所以我们就会想说，周日主日的时候来到教会里面，可能有一个小时或者两个小时安宁的时候，那当然也要看牧师讲到讲多久。And
we have many young people, children with us this morning.
我们今天早上在我们当中很多年纪很小的小朋友。But
our children are very special. They are very quiet and peaceful when we worship.
我们当中的小朋友们是非常可爱的, 他们在我们一起参加敬拜的时候,他们都很安静,不吵闹。
At least right now.
至少现在的时候,他们是很安静的。
But if, you know, in other churches, maybe if you want peace and quiet, you would not come to a worship service where children are invited, right?
但是你知道,如果你去别的教会的时候, 如果你想要有一个很安宁的这样一个气氛的地方的话, 他们是不会有小朋友跟他们在一起参加敬拜的。
And our chairman, when he prayed, referred to the shooting last week in Roseburg, which is only 1 hour drive from south of Eugene.
我们刚刚主席在做报告事项在祷告的时候，他有提到在Roseburg发生的那个校园枪击案。
And what happened in Roseburg may remind us perhaps that peace and quiet in today's world is really not possible.
那个相见很可能给我们每个人带来一个提醒，就是 你要过平静祥和的日子，其实并不是你想象中那么容易的。
So let us explore together what true quietness and true peace would be in our lives.
让我们今天一起去看看我们生命中真正的安宁和真正的平安到底是什么样子的。
Let's do this. Today's reading, why don't we have the brothers read the odd number verses, if you could see it. Okay. And then the sisters could read the even number verses. Got it?
我们今天读这一段经文呢, 我们会想请弟兄们读单数节, 姐妹们读双数节。 Yeah.
Brothers are odd and sisters are more even balanced. So, okay, let's all stand and...
让我们一起起立来读这段经文。
Okay, the brothers first. Okay. 好，我们来。我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、就谢。这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。 有一位神在神和人中间，只有一位众宝，乃是仗势为人的基督耶稣。他舍自己做外邦的仆人，到时候就是必胜的出来。我会差派做传道的、做使徒、做外邦人的师傅，教导他们相信、学习真道。我说的真话，并不说谎言。 又要女人前妻自守以敬派衣裳为装饰，不以偏发黄金、金珠和宝贵的衣裳为装饰。女人要沉静学道，依偎的顺服。因为先造的是亚当。 后造的是夏娃。我们一起来，最后一节。然而，女人要存诚信心、爱心，又胜借自首，就必就生产上得救。好，我们祷告。天父，我们感谢你，感谢你，因为你的爱吸引了我们来到这个地方。 完完全全是神的恩典，不是我们有什么好处。感谢主，让我们成为在主内一个大的家庭。特别今天我们有圣餐的敬拜，也有家庭敬拜，让我们凭着一个感恩的心来到神的面前，把一切荣耀赞美都归给你。这样祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣的名。阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
Last Sunday, I shared a message about how our church is to be faithful in proclaiming the gospel.
上主日的时候，我分享到我们教会在宣告福音的时候一定要有忠心。
But in order to be effective in proclaiming the gospel, the church, our church, needs to first get its internal house in order.
为了让福音的宣告更加有效，我们首先要做的事情要得先安内。
And this is where Paul began to give Timothy some important instructions, who at that time was the leader in the church at Ephesus.
所以当时保罗就开始指教提摩太，提摩太他当时是以弗所教会的领袖。
Let me give you a little bit of background, a setting.
让我先给你一些背景方面的信息。And
if we go back to the end of chapter 1 of 1 Timothy, we realize that not all is well in the church.
如果我们去看提摩太前书的第一章结尾部分的话，你就会发现，其实在以弗所教会不是每个人都很好的。Paul
wrote, Timothy, my son, I give you the instructions in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them you may fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected Some have rejected these and so have shipwrecked their faith.
提摩太前书一章十八节，我儿提摩太啊，我照着从前关于你的预言，把这命令交托你，为的是要叫你再借着这些预言打那美好的仗，常常存着信心和无愧的良心。有些人丢弃良心，就在信仰上失落了。
And who are these people?
那这些失落的人是谁呢？
Paul said, among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, excommunicated from the church, to be taught not to blaspheme.
这第二十节里面就讲到，他们当中有徐米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受管教，不再亵渎。
In understanding 1 Timothy, we need to know what problems existed in that church.
如果你想要明白第一章这里说到的问题的话，你首先就要能够，你要去了解当时以弗所教会有什么样的问题。
There were false teachers who were agitating, disrupting the church, especially targeting women who had no doctrinal instruction.
当时在以弗所的教会有很多假的老师，他们带着很多假的教导去煽惑教会，而且他们这些教导是专门针对那些不懂教义的妇女们的。
And that still goes on today.
在今天其实这样的情况也存在。
There are false teachers today.
今天在这个世界当中还是有很多的假的老师。
There are false teachers who even call themselves Christians.
有很多假的老师，他们甚至自称是基督徒。
And as I was thinking about how can I summarize these false teachers and their false teachings simply,
我就在想我要怎么样去给出一个很简单的总结，让大家能够更好的理解这些假的教导是什么样的。
I came up with a simple sentence.
我就想到了一句话去做这个总结。
And see if this is helpful to you.
我希望这一个总结能够给大家来说是有用的。
A false teacher makes Jesus less than who he is.
假的老师呢，他们的教导就会把耶稣说的是不重要的。
A false teacher says you need more than the Bible to know the truth.
假的教导他会跟你说，你除了圣经之外，你还需要别的东西，你才能得到救赎。
So these people in the church of Ephesus.That kind of people.
所以当时在以弗所教会，那些带去假的教导的这些假老师们呢，他们说的就是刚刚那两句话总结出来的那些东西。
They say we have some special knowledge that you need.
这些假的老师在当时以弗所教会却跟当时的会众说，我们这里有除了圣经以外你还需要知道的东西。
We have the real truth.
我们这里的真理才是真正的真理。
And they add or subtract from the real truth that's in Jesus, the living truth and the real truth, the written word of God, the Bible.
他们把圣经里面活的神说的活的话语会自行删减，自行添加。
And yes, Pastor Ricky owns a Book of Mormons.
如果你看的话，你会发现潘牧师他其实自己也有一本摩门教的那个自己的经。
This is what I mean, what I said.False teachers add to the Bible.
所以刚刚说的假的教导，他会除了圣经之外，他会加一点东西进去。摩门经就是一个例子。
And not believing Jesus to be truly God and truly man without sin, they subtract. They make Jesus less than what he is.
摩门教他们是不相信耶稣的，他们不相信耶稣是一个没有犯罪的，作为一个没有犯罪的人类，他们自己。把那个内容就在那一部分进行了删减，加上了摩门经。
So these are the serious nature of problems that not only in Paul's day, but also in our day that we face.
假的教导不仅仅在当时的社会、当时的环境下有这样的问题，我们今天的社会也有这样的问题。
So when we want to understand a letter such as 1 Timothy,We need to understand the whole context, and we need to use Scripture to explain Scripture.
所以，当我们想要去更好的理解提摩太前书这样一个书信的时候，我们不仅要 看这个经文，我们更加需要知道当时的社会背景，还有从经文的上下字里行间去揣摩到底什么意思。
As Paul said in 2 Timothy,
提摩太后书这里是这么讲的。
The same Hymenaeus and another person, Philetus, they have wandered away from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some.
提摩太后书二章十六节到十八节，这里面就讲到了徐米乃和腓力图两个人，说他们偏离了真道，说复活的事已经过去了，败坏了不少人的信心。
There were some false teachings that the flesh is evil.
甚至还有假的教导说，肉体是邪恶的。
So why is Paul talking about that? All of us who believe in Christ will someday be resurrected with.A incorruptible body.
那如果他们这么说的话，那就跟我们所相信的说，耶稣复活，他现在他的身体是完全的，这样就会有一个很大的歧义。
Going back to what I want to share this morning about living a peaceful and quiet life, unlike the world, here is some important points about worship.
回到刚刚牧师想要去分享的平安祥和的这么一个主题的话，在这里有一些很重要的关于敬拜的方面。
Paul said that godliness and holiness in our own lives, which we come when we come together, are displayed in our worship. That is what brings. And that is the only thing that brings true peace and true quiet.In our lives.
什么引领了真正平安祥和的生活呢？保罗他指出来是我们在公众敬拜所体现出的我们生命里面展现的敬虔和圣洁。
So our worship is to be all-encompassing worship or holistic worship.
所以我们的敬拜是一个全面的敬拜。
Our worship includes our proper attitude appearance.
我们的敬拜也包含了我们有适当的外观。
And our worship also includes good deeds, which are appropriate, you know, that glorify the God whom we worship.
我们的敬拜也会包含了相宜的善行，这样的善行是能给神带来荣耀的。
The all-encompassing prayer.
全面的祷告讲的是什么呢？
Men and women, young and old, should pray.
无论你是男女老少，我们每一个人都应该祷告。
It's an honor and a privilege to be able to have intimate conversations with the living God.
能和永活的神有亲密的对话，其实也是一个特权。
And God chooses to accomplish His work through our prayers.
神也选择通过我们的祷告去完成他手中的工。
And why did Paul give these particular instructions?Specifically to the men.
为什么在提摩太前书那里，保罗把这一项专门是指给那些男人的呢？
And I believe it's certainly true in many churches, maybe even including ours, that people who pray are most often the sisters of the church.
我相信在每一个教会，包括在我们的教会里面，你去看，经常祷告最多的都是我们的姐妹们。
Because men are not about conversation.They're more about action. But Paul is saying, men, you need to pray. And your prayer is not to be a shopping list. It includes intercessions, petitions, thanksgiving. Who should we pray for?What should we pray for? How should we pray?
我们要想到我们是为谁在祷告，为了什么东西在祷告，我们怎么样去祷告。
I urge you then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for Tobias? No?
所以这里第一节说，我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。那为谁祷告呢？这个谁指的是哪里呢？
Who?Everyone.
他这里说的是每一个人为万人恳求。
That's why I say our prayer need to be all encompassing for everyone.
所以我这里说的我们的祷告要全面，就是说我们要给每为每一个人都要祷告。
But Paul, in his circumstances, remember where he was?
大家知道写提摩太前书的时候
，When he wrote this letter,
保罗他身在一个什么样的环境
？Where was he?
他当时在哪里？有人知道吗
？Joanne, do you know?
Joanne 知道。
I may pick on anybody today.
今天牧师可能会随意的挑人回答问题。
I believe he was in prison.
当时保罗在写这个书信的时候，他当时是被扔在了监狱里面的。
Who put him in prison?
他被谁放在了监狱里面呢
？Were they not kings and authority?
能放他在监狱里面的，
可
是那些掌权的。
Paul said.First of all, we have to pray for everyone, but also for those kings, queens, emperors, presidents.
但是保罗他在自己的经节里面他说了，我们要为君王和一切在位的祷告。
And those in authority, even though they may not govern rightly.
尽管很多时候这些在位的他们掌权并没有把权力有很适合的使用。
If you think of the three people that are the most powerful people in the world, who do you think of?
如果今天我们想到 全球最手中权力最大的三个人，我们会想到是谁？
Don't tell me it's Mr. Xi Jinping. Maybe it is.
可能是习主席，但是也可能不是。
Maybe she is the power behind the throne, but Putin, Obama.And Chairman Xi.
但是如果你去看媒体的话，他说的一定是奥巴马总统、普京总统还有习主席。
You want a quiet and peaceful life?
如果你想要一个平静祥和的生活的话
，You need to pray each and every day.
你就需要每一天都为这三个在位的人祷告。
And what was Paul praying for?
Why did he pray?
It's the same things that he proclaimed the gospel for.
他当时祷告的动机啊，使命这些，就是为他，就是跟他原来说他要传福音的那个动机使命是一样的。
The motivation, the message, the mission that I talked about last week concerning the proclamation of the gospel.
在上个主日的时候，牧师讲到了传道的动机使命。
But in the passage that we read together, here's what he said.
但在这里面，信息是这么讲的。
His motivation, he said, this is good and pleases God our Savior. We do things because it pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge about the truth.
保罗这么做的动机呢，是因为像第三、第四节这里说的，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
And what was his message? Remember.
那保罗他传的信息是什么呢
？For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time on the cross.
他传的信息就是因为只有一位神在神和人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
The message. Oh, I'm sorry.
他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这事必证明出来。
Is this not the gospel?
这就是我们所传扬的福音。
And his mission.
那保罗的使命又是什么呢
？And for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying, and a teacher of the true faith to the Gentiles. That was his mission.
保罗的使命就是为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师傅，教导他们相信，学习真道。他说的是真话，并不是谎言。
When do you tell your wife, your husband that I'm not lying? When you say that?
我们什么时候会跟我们自己的配偶说，亲爱的，我在说的是真话，不是假话
？When?
我们什么时候会跟我们的配偶说出这样的话呢
？When they or she or he accuse.Us of what?
就是你的配偶在控告你说没说真话的时候。
You know, I was wondering why did Paul stick that in there?
所以我当时看这段经文的时候，我就在想，为什么保罗会在后面加那么半句话说？
Because there were false teachers that saying, look, this Paul, he's a liar. Don't believe him. Don't follow him.
因为当时那些假的老师跟当时的会众说，保罗说的是假话，你不要跟从他。所以保罗在这里要特别强调说，我说的不是谎话，是真话。
And Paul said, "No, I am telling you the truth. I am not lying."
所以保罗在这里他是很恳切的跟众人说，他没说假话。
Last week I shared that John Piper, your interesting statement. Missions exist because worship doesn't.
上个礼拜牧师分享到 John Piper 的一句话，那句话说的是，有宣教是因为没有敬拜。
Proclaiming the gospel is because there are still people in the world who is not worshiping the true God.
换句话说，今天我们要去传教或去传扬福音，是因为这个世界还有人在相信，在敬拜的是假神。
And as I said, Paul was saying all of this when he was in prison.
像我刚刚提到的，保罗他讲这些话，他写这个书信的时候，他在一个监狱里面。
And how to pray?
好，下来要讲的是我们要如何祷告。
You know, we know to whom, for whom we pray, for what we pray, salvation of those who are still lost.
我们刚知道了我们要为什么要为谁祷告，我们要为万人祷告，我们要为了什么祷告，我们要为了福音而祷告。
Paul said, I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer.
保罗说，我愿男人举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
If anyone is to be angry, who would it be?
如果要有人发火的话，你觉得这个发火的人是谁呢？一般。
If anyone is to say life is not fair, who would it be?
如果有人要说生活真是不公平啊，你觉得说这句话的人通常是谁呢？
If anyone would say those people, those in authority who put me in the prison, should, you know, God should destroy him, who would it be?
如果有个人说那些在位的人滥用权力把我扔在了监狱里面，说这句话的人应该是谁呢？
Would be Paul, wouldn't it?
在当时的情况下，保罗是那个最能说出这样的话的人。
But Paul said, lift up our holy hands, live a holy life, so we could lift up our holy hands in prayer without anger, without disputing. Pray for those who hurt you.
但是保罗却说出了，愿我们每个人都举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。不愤怒，无争论。
Because Jesus died for them as well.
因为耶稣也为了那些压迫你的人死在了十字架上。
Other than, you know, being prayerful, we need also, when we come together to worship, proper appearance.
除了我们刚刚讲到的全面祷告之外，我们来到这里的敬拜也包含了有适当的外观。
And sometimes people say, you know, what does that mean?
有的时候可能我们会觉得说，适当的外观它到底指的是什么？
You know, last Sunday I said the church is not a theater, not a restaurant, not a nightclub.
我上个礼拜说过，我说教会不是一个剧院，也不是一个俱乐部，也不是一个餐厅。
It's the house of God.
这是神的家。
So we should come with a respectful attitude.
所以我们来到神的家的时候，我们要带着一个敬畏的心来到这里。
And that attitude, you know, is reflected in how we appear to other people that might come in, who may not know God.
这样子的态度也在我们的身上，给那些没有来过教会、没有认识神的新来的人，给他们展现了一个很好的风貌。
And you know, between men and women, who is more? Who thinks how we look is more important, men or women?
大家觉得男人跟女人这两个性别，哪个性别更在乎我们的外在形象？
You guys all look very, very good today.
大家今天都看上去非常好。
I for one don't often, you know, worry about how I look, and then my wife has to be the one that reminds me.
牧师跟师母之间呢，是牧师是那个通常不在乎自己打扮的，但是师母就会经常提醒牧师要怎么打扮。
It's just like, you know, Paul reminding the men to pray.
就在这里，保罗提醒了男人们，跟他们说你们要祷告。
And Paul was reminding the women in the church to be modest in terms of our dress, our appearance.
在这里，保罗也提醒了女人们要以正派的衣裳为装饰。
And really, we need to look at again. the context, the background of that city of Ephesus, you know, where Timothy was the leader.
但是如果你要真正去理解保罗在这里对女人的这个指示的话，你要首先理解当时以弗所教会当时那些的情况，当时的文化是什么样的。
This is, you know, in ancient, you know, Turkey, very important city, a commercial center, very rich city, militarily important.
当时以弗所是一个交通的枢纽，当时也是发展经济发展的很好，所以像是现在大都市那样子的文化。
And it had a temple, which is one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the temple to the goddess Artemis or Diana.
他们在以弗所的这个地方，他们有建，他们那里有个圣殿，那个圣殿现在被列为世界七大奇观之一，那个圣殿就是他们当时建起来是为了去敬拜亚地米这样一个神的。
But morally, the city was very, very corrupt.
但是从道德层面来讲，这个城市是非常没落、风俗特别败坏。
The whole city was inundated with perversions and pornography.
当时色情也在这个城市泛滥。
And actually, Ephesus, you know, to a large extent, you know, based on some commentaries, were controlled by educated prostitutes.
Huh?
Educated. 有受过教育的妓女。如果你去看一些当时历史学家、先进的记载的话，以弗所他们当时在这个城市的统治阶级里面，其实是饱含的那些有文化、有教育的妓女们的。And part of the worship in that temple of Diana or Artemis was the use of ritual prostitution, whereby the worshipper become joined with the prostitute.
在那个他们建的那个刚刚提到那个七大。 七大世界奇观的那个亚迪米圣殿里面，他们也会有一部分的那种宗教仪式，是将那些去敬拜的人跟圣殿里面的妓女去合交的。And
so now you have women who became Christians in the church.
所以你看，在这样一个社会的风气里面，这里你有信主的基督徒的妇女们。And
you realize why Paul is so concerned about how women. May appear.
所以你就能明白，在当时那个社会这个大环境下面，保罗为什么会提醒女人们要以正派的衣裳为装饰。
Because, as I said, the culture of Ephesus at the time.
因为当时以弗所的文化实在是太没落了。
Paul is very concerned about the reputation of the church.
保罗也非常关心教会的名声。
You know, when we look at Timothy first, Timothy more and more, we'll find that, as it says here, he must also, for an elder, he must also have a good reputation with outsiders.
因为保罗对教会非常的有负担，所以你会看到在这里第三章七节这里也讲到说，如果你要做执事的话，你首先你在教会外面你要有好的名声。So
that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's.
因为这样子，你才不会被外人所毁谤。Later
on, he says, "You know, we have to prevent slanders of the enemy."
在五章十四节那里，他又说到了你要怎么样去对应敌人的对你的辱骂。So
he counseled younger widows to marry, to have children, to manage their homes, and to give the enemy no opportunity for slander. And some have, in fact, unfortunately. Turn away to follow.
所以在这里第十四节，他就建议那些年轻的寡妇去嫁人，生儿育女，治理好家务，不要给敌人留下辱骂的把柄，因为已经有这样的人转去随从撒旦。
In other words, he encouraged the widows to enter into a proper marriage relationship.
他就建议寡妇能够进入到一个适应的婚姻里面。But
most of all, he's concerned about God's. Reputation.
但是他做这一切的重点，都是因为他担心的是神的名声。Speaking
to the slaves, he said, "All who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their masters worthy of full respect, so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered."
在这里六章一节，他就用了一个小比喻，他说：“凡在轭下做仆人的。”I'm sorry. 当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。
And this is a very interesting verses from Titus and that Paul wrote.
这里提多书保罗写了两节非常有趣的经文。
Again, teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive. We are willing to submit to someone if the gospel that we believe in.
这里讲的是要劝仆人要顺服自己的主人，凡事讨他的喜欢，不可顶撞，不可私拿东西，要贤为忠诚，以致凡事尊荣我们救主的我们的神的道。
And the translation does not do the original justice.
这里的翻译其实没有翻得特别的好。
Actually, the meaning is that we should adorn or dress up the gospel.
这里面它其实要表达的意思是说，我们要忠于福音，要把福音看得很重要，漂亮，
attractive，
装饰起来。
Yeah. I'm not saying, you know, when Irene and I were looking forward to our first symphony concert in Portland in that very nice auditorium.
牧师跟师母之后，他们就会去第一场的。 管弦乐、管弦音乐会，所以他们就非常的期待去参加。
We drive up to Portland, you know, we have some private time in our car. That's our date for the night.
对于牧师和师母来说，这就是他们两个人约会的时间。And
I would love to see Irene all dressed up.
你去管弦音乐会的时候，通常大家都会穿的比较好一点。那这个时候，牧师就会非常喜欢师母打扮的非常的漂亮。But
that's fine. And you have to understand your wives.
但是我们也要，但是这也可以，因为我们也要互相的彼此了解。But
most important of all, we have to think about how can we make the gospel attractive.
但是最重要的是，如果你把这作为一个比喻的话，我们去看福音的话，我们要去想，我们怎么样才能把福音装饰起来，对别人来说也是有吸引力的呢？
So our prayer should be all-encompassing. Okay, and our appearance should be proper.
所以我们的祷告要全面，我们的外观要相宜。
And our good deeds should be appropriate.
我们也要有相当的善行。
But with good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God.
只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
And interesting, last night Irene and I drove up to Portland for a charity auction event to support underprivileged, at-risk children who live in the inner city of Portland.
昨天牧师和师母他们开车去波特兰参加一个慈善晚宴。那个慈善晚宴呢，他们筹的款是专门募捐给波特兰城市里面那些贫困家庭的小孩子的。Irene
and I were both impressed at how professional and how much money was raised.
牧师和师母他们去到昨天晚宴的时候，他们就被整个晚宴的高水准筹到了这么多钱所震惊了。
If we could have that kind of an auction, we could buy any church in town we want.
如果我们教会自己也能组织一个这么好的慈善晚宴，有那样的高水准的话，我想我们教会也可以买一个很好的。
Because that area where the you know that particular school was used to be a you know a place where there's a lot of drive-by shootings.
他们昨天去的那个地方所募款那个学校呢，其实在过去其实发生过很多次的开车过去枪杀的案件。
We live in Portland for a long time, so that's one place that you know you don't want to go to.
如果你在波特兰住的久的话，你就知道那个区是你不会去的地方。
But now, because of this school, this program, many young children are being helped, and that place is just transformed.
但是因为这个学校带去了很多有转变性的项目，给很多小孩子们有受教育的机会。现在这整个区都已经变得很好了。
Are those good deeds?
这些是好的善行吗？
Is the auction to raise funds to support that school good deeds?
你办这样一个慈善晚宴去给小孩子们募捐是很好的行为吗？
We always say yes.
当然这是一个很好的行为。But
interestingly enough, one of the items that was auctioned was a set of you know prime tickets to go to a Madonna concert.
但是很有趣的是, 他们昨天去慈善晚宴，有一个
we all know who Madonna is?
被投进的那个物品呢，就是一个 VIP 贵宾的票去参加麦当娜的演唱会。
Yeah, Madonna's not that much younger than I am.
你知道麦当娜是谁吗？ 她是一个歌手。
她的年纪其实跟牧师差不多大。 She's the one that when one time she was interviewed by a person and she said, I pray every day.
当时她这个麦当娜的歌手很有名， 她参加一个访问的时候， 她就说到她每天其实都会祷告。
But I pray to give thanks not to make connection to a deity.
To what?
Not to make connection to a god.
但是我每天祷告呢，我不是为了跟一个神灵有联系。
But that particular auction item brought in, I don't know, I mean how much? $50,000? Something like that. I mean, these donations were coming in, 50,000, 100,000, 10,000. We're sitting there trying to count up the total.
这么一张票去那个麦当娜演唱会被投标投到了5万美金。
Is that a proper... Is that a charity, you know, for us? What would we do if somebody gave us Madonna tickets? Would we auction it off to the highest bidder?
如果我们今天教会办一个慈善晚宴的话，别人给我们一张那个麦当娜的演唱会的票， yeah, 我们会直接把那个票给那个给钱给最多的人吗？
Of course, Halloween is coming up, and that's always a good time to fundraise.
万圣节快要来了，这也是一个很好的筹款的机会。
But how should we do it if we want to do it?
I
think that's what Paul is reminding us, that our good deeds should be appropriate. Bring glory to the God whom we worship.
Right?
Okay, for our young people, here's an assignment for you.
好，现在要问小朋友们问题了。
What are some of the good deeds our church do?
我们教会里面有什么好的行为你看见到的？善行有没有？
Nothing? What are some of the good things we do? What are some of the good things that sisters in the church do for you?
小朋友们，如果你们看的话，教会里面的妈妈们，教会里面的姐姐阿姨们，他们有什么经常做的很好的善行是你们会见到的？
Make it easy. What do they do every Friday?
好，再简单一点，你们的妈妈们每个礼拜五都干嘛？
They make food. Thank you, Lydia. What happens when a lady that we know have a baby?
好，如果我们在我们教会里面的传统的话，如果你知道的话，你干的回答。
I love our sisters.
我们每次教会里面有姐妹怀孕的时候，我们教会总会做一件事情。
The sisters who sometimes do the most work are the most quiet, the most peaceful sisters in the church. Okay.
如果你看我们的教会的话，我们教会里面最忙为别人做出最多的那几个姐妹，通常都是最安静的几个姐妹。
Yeah. They would arrange for people to deliver food, you know, to the person who had a baby.
这些姐妹们呢，她们就会互相之间去协调，给那个刚生完小孩的那个妈妈、准妈妈们给她带食物。
Give them gifts of diapers.
给他们带礼物，比如说像尿布什么的。So
what are you doing? What good deeds are you doing that is appropriate to your worship of God?
那今天我们在座的每一个人，我们想想。 我们给在给神敬拜的时候，我们带来什么样相宜的善行？
Oh yeah, we all know. You know, we could recite Galatians chapter 5. You know, all those fruits of the spirit.
我们每个人可能都能背得出来圣灵的果子。
But sometimes our fruit is forever hanging on the tree.
但是有的时候，很多时候我们的果子都是挂在树上，没有被摘下来的。
Good to look at, but good for nothing else.
看上去很好看，但是其实没有什么实际性的作用。
What should you do with the fruit of the spirit?
我们拿圣灵的果子拿在手上，我们干嘛呢？
What should you do?
你们拿在手上，你们要干什么呢？
You pick it, right?
你要去摘。
And you give it to someone.
你要把这果子摘下来给别人。
To enjoy, to nourish. That's the purpose.
这个目的就是你要让别人来享用你结出来的圣灵的果子。
So there are many, many good deeds, and we have the turkey meals coming up, right? We do Project Hope every year to clean a school and give out backpacks and school supplies. And all those are good deeds appropriate to our worship of God. And that's why Jesus, you know, in the Sermon on the Mount, in the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see, they are to be seen, good deeds and praise our Father, your Father in heaven.
所以马太福音这里说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你的好行为，并将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So what Paul wants to, you know, people to see when they come into our church.
那保罗想，所以保罗想要让那些没有来过教会的人来到我们当中，
they see us as a community of faith in the Lord Jesus who come together, live in peaceful and quiet lives.
保罗希望的就是那些没有来过教会的人来到我们教会当中，可以看到有一个。 群体里面的弟兄姐妹们都是对神有着完全的信心。
They see the oneness in Christ.
他们知道我们在我们所有人当中是一个信仰的共同体。
And why is it important?
为什么这很重要呢？
Jesus, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
约翰福音这里这么讲，他说：“使他们，我不但为他们求，也为那些因他们的话而信我的人求，使他们都合而为一，像父你在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，让世人相信你差了我来。”Brothers
and sisters, the true peace and quiet that comes from the oneness of brothers and sisters. Built on nothing else but on the foundation of the gospel is this, you know, so that the unbelieving world will know that Jesus is the one that was sent to save the world.
所以外人看见了在教会里面 我们都在主基督里面作为一个信仰的共同体，活出这样的福音，过着一个平安祥和的日子的时候，他们就会看见我们这个生活的基准是在福音上面的，而且这样的一个福音也让他们看见，耶稣基督就是那个神差派来到我们当中的那一位。Holistic
prayer, encompassing prayer, proper appearance, appropriate good deeds, those are the essence of worshiping in godliness and holiness.
所以敬虔和专政的敬拜的本质，就是我们要有全面的祷告，适当的外观和相宜的善行。And
that's the only hope that we have to live a truly peaceful and quiet life in the middle of all the tragedies, all the problems that are caused by sin in this world and in our own lives.
我们也是要需要自己方面的。 祷告、外观和善行，就遵守我们才能在今天这么有这么多悲剧、有这么多繁忙等等这一系列的混乱当中，才能过上真正所谓的平安祥和的生活。And
that oneness in the Lord Jesus is what I would pray that all of us, as we come to the Lord's Supper today, would remember, would give God thanks for.
我也希望我们今天能够以一个信仰。